It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Maximize Your Health Show with Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited. This is my first show in a long time back on the air. So it's really good to be on there sharing health information. All you people listen to the show in the past, I appreciate you, love you. I hope you find your way to this new station, this new exciting time. And I'm going to talk about some interesting information in the show. I really am. The first topic is near and dear to my heart, and it applies to males and females. Females don't think it applies to them that strongly, but most of all, males, and it's testosterone. So, you know, testosterone, it's a crazy hormone. It controls so much stuff in a male body and female body. And most people just think it relates to muscles or sex drive, but there's so much more. You know, most people call it the antidepressant hormone. It gives you the get up and go, you know, that drive. So I was talking to someone earlier today, and they told me, that they had such low testosterone, they sat around, they felt depressed all the time. So it's literally an antidepressant hormone. And an interesting fact is the average 75-year-old Okinawan male, so Okinawa, Japan, right? It's known as a longevity, you know, capital, if you will, around the world. They have more 100-year-old people than almost anywhere else in the world. A 75-year-old Okinawan man has much higher levels of testosterone than the average American male who's 30 years old or younger. So that's crazy, right? So, you know, low testosterone in males is rapidly growing, and there's a few factors, including lifestyle, your body weight, not eating enough food that boosts testosterone, that affects, you know, your health. And not just health, but your body weight. You know, if you hold too much fat, too little lean muscle, your hormones, growth hormone, all this stuff relies on testosterone. So maintaining the right level of testosterone, it's a tough thing to do, especially in this modern day and age. There's so many things that work against us as men and women. I'm going to talk about it. You need it too. It's very important because all the plasticizers, stuff we spray in our lawns, so many chemicals in our food, basically every chemical that we should not be ingesting, inhaling, it affects our testosterone levels negatively. You know, it'd be nice if it increased them. There's nothing really increases testosterone that we eat normally. It's all stuff that decreases it. And healthy women make up 300 micrograms of testosterone in the ovaries and adrenal glands too. So, you know, women, you need this stuff. It's real important. You know, like men, women with low testosterone levels also experience chronic fatigue, a stunt in their libido, or sex drive, if you, I'm sure everybody knows what libido is, but that's an important thing I want to bring up. And it just decreased sense of well-being, affects, you know, your mental state, causes depression. So it's a hormone everybody should be getting measured every time you get blood work to see how you're doing. So testosterone in men, low testosterone in men, has become a major health issue today. Because if you have low testosterone and you're not taking testosterone boosting food and lifestyle changing, you know, things, you're basically going to have a less testosterone, less overall muscle mass, less get up and go. You know, that mental drive that's so important. It makes you feel, if you're a man, you know what I mean? It makes you feel like, you know, rah, you want to get up and do stuff. You're not going to have much of that. And it really can impact you negatively. So when your testosterone's off, it messes with your pain response. So you're going to feel more pain. This is men and women, more pain than you should. So it's going to affect your red blood cells. It really impacts sleeping. That gentleman I was talking to yesterday, he says his sleep was horrible and he took testosterone and his sleep was perfect. It came back dramatically. So it really impacts sleep. Optimal bone density. So your bones will become thinner, you know, and you have less calcium in it, your muscle mass, obviously, and your energy levels will drop. So as men and women age, your testosterone levels naturally decline, but this will really accelerate, especially in American lifestyle, due to chronic stress, insufficient nutrition or nutrients, we'll get in later to the show, imbalance microflora or biome in your gut, low vitamin D levels, real important for creating testosterone in your body. Put on too much weight, it decreases testosterone. If you don't exercise, it'll mess you up. And if you take prescription drugs, especially statin drugs, it also can lower your testosterone. So it's ugly. So all those things, right? Think of Americans, chronic stress. I don't know anybody who isn't stressed. Insufficient nutrition. Our food is just devoid of natural nutrients. We don't get enough of it. Imbalanced microflora, everybody. Low vitamin D levels, almost everybody. Weight gain. greatest levels of obesity ever in the U.S. Inadequate exercise, right? Some people are exercising. That's good. But you have to do weight-resisting exercises to put on muscle and have testosterone levels that are right. And prescription drugs, statins, probably some of the most highly prescribed drugs in our country. So it really is a perfect storm. You know, they say the average male has half the testosterone of what their grandfather did, and they're reaching into what their grandmother's testosterone high range would be. So, you know, if you have low testosterone, you're watching a movie, you start crying, that's not abnormal. If you feel, you know, less male-like attributes, that's not abnormal, because we have low testosterone, in many cases, 50% of the testosterone of our grandfather, and it starts dropping at the age of 27. So first things we have to do, it's enough depressing news, right? I'm going to get into the better stuff, so stuff we can learn from and what we can do. The first thing we have to do from the food standpoint is get more healthy fats. Right, there's a study in the Journal of Steroid Biochemistry, and they studied the effects of diet on serum sex hormones in healthy men, and results showed that when men decreased their healthy fat intake, their serum concentrations of androstenedione, which is testosterone, and free testosterone also decreased. So the best healthy fats that boost testosterone are going to be coconut oil, fermented dairy. So I'm not a big fan of dairy, but fermented dairy is better. So if you do goat milk kefir, goat milk yogurt, or raw goat milk cheese, quality fish. So good wild caught salmon and fish like that. Definitely never do farm caught salmon or other fish. Flaxseed, cheese seeds, walnuts, avocados, you know, olive oil and almonds. So those are the big fats that I usually talk about, avocado oil being one of them as well. High quality protein. So make sure you get enough high-quality protein coming from sources like grass-fed beef, wild-caught salmon, organic chicken protein. So you can get protein from protein powders if you do a cool process way, or a good quality bone broth protein. Eggs. So if you do eggs, should be free-range, wild-roaming organic chickens. And then beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds. You know, I would say lower carbohydrates. You know, they say, you know, to get a decent amount of like 100 carbohydrates, 200 grams of carbohydrates a day are very good. If you do too much more than that, then it messes with your insulin. And if your insulin levels increase too high, it also impacts your testosterone negatively. Zinc foods. So zinc's very important for hormonal health. It plays an important role in hormonal production by increasing your testosterone naturally. So everything I'll tell you to do is increase your testosterone naturally, right? Because there's so many TRT or testosterone replacement programs that I'm not a huge fan of, because you plug in just testosterone, there's so many things in your body that it impacts or impacts testosterone regulation that it could, you have to take so many other drugs just to manage your levels and make sure your estrogen levels don't go too high. So I like going about it naturally as much as you can. So some of the highest foods in zinc are lamb, grass-fed beef, as well as yogurt, cashews, and eggs. Now, I love grass-fed beef, and right now I have a freezer filled with grass-fed beef and also lamb. So lamb are two of my favorite meats. They're very clean and pure if you get it from a good source. And if you ever want a good, clean source, just contact me. You can contact me at ericashburn@me.com. If you contact me at the email address, I'll certainly give you a good source of grass-fed meat and lamb that's much cheaper than the grocery store's conventional meats that you buy there. So, all right, magnesium, should get magnesium foods. It's very important to increase your vitamin D. And so wheat bran, dark chocolate, sunflower seeds, yes, I said chocolate, pumpkin seeds, cooked spinach, banana, and almond butter. However, most of the people supplement magnesium, so it's important to try to get it in however you can. But you should really, I'm going to get into a couple things that are very, very big at lowering testosterone. So these are probably more important to avoid even than the things I just told you to eat to raise testosterone. And the biggest one affects health across the board, but is sugar. So if you're eating simple sugars, right, or food that has, and sometimes I talk to people about sugar, and they talk about sugar they put in something, like scooping sugar and adding it to a food or a coffee or a drink, something like that. Most of the time, I'm talking about the sugar that's in the food already. And so the average American takes 12 teaspoons of sugar a day. So it's about 2 tons of sugar in a lifetime. And sugar's been linked to whole plethora of things, but definitely decreasing testosterone is a big thing. So you want to decrease your sugar, keep your foods that have sugar in them, such as fruit and other, you have other complex carbohydrates and vegetables. Try to keep them in their whole form, because if you break down apple to apple juice, it's not the same thing. So keep in their whole food forms. Alcohol, it's a big decreaser in testosterone. So alcohol really, it acidifies the body and it impacts the reproductive systems and therefore decreases testosterone, and that's men and women. So you definitely want to get rid of alcohol as much as you can. Occasional consumption or occasional use of almost anything that isn't good for you, it's okay if your detoxification pathways work well, but if you do it too much, it can really impact your testosterone and it can really, you know, mess you up in many other ways. So I tell people to try to avoid those as much as possible. A couple supplements I'll tell people to consider is zinc. Zinc's very important. One study indicates that zinc supplementation may also benefit men with lower testosterone levels in impotence, especially if they have testosterone levels that are very, very low. So if you take 220 milligrams of zinc sulfate twice a day, it improves their testosterone levels dramatically. So I'll tell you, take zinc. Vitamin D. If you're not taking vitamin D, and it surprises me, it's one of my biggest recommendations. I tell people all the time to take vitamin D, and they're not taking it, and they don't even know their levels. So it's so important to take vitamin D, but it's a big booster of testosterone. I'd recommend taking 5,000 international units a day. Get your blood work done, right? But 5,000 international units a day, I take much more because I know where my vitamin D levels are in blood work. Get your levels up into 70 to 100 nanograms per deciliter range. Super important to get it there. 30 is the baseline level. They'll tell you it's normal if it's at 30, and it's far too low. Got to get it much higher. Ashwagandha and rhodiola, they're very important because they're adaptogenic. May sound crazy. Maybe I've never heard of ashwagandha. Some of you guys, I'm sure, are saying, shaking your head. But ashwagandha works good with males, and it's an adaptogenic herb, and it enhances your body's ability to deal with stress, and it reduces cortisol. So as you reduce cortisol, which is a stress hormone, it allows your testosterone and growth hormone to elevate. So high levels of cortisol suppresses growth hormone and testosterone, which causes more fat, more around the waist fat, as well as, you know, less testosterone. So you start developing the bad dad bod, or I guess the bad mom bod, right? You start storing more fat around your waistline, and with that comes lower testosterone. So if you store fat equally around your whole body, that would be better because it means you have a healthier distribution. But if you have fat around the midsection, that's probably the worst place to store it because it's going to lower your testosterone, growth hormone, as well as create inflammation, pain chemicals throughout your body can really mess you up. So a couple of last things to just tie this together are intermittent fasting. So if you can fast, so that's like eating for 8 hours and not eating for 16 hours, that can really, really help you, especially if you even fast for a little bit longer. You know, if you go for a 24 or even a 48 hour fast, if your body can handle it, right, you do that and it helps regulate your body's hormones and chemicals so many ways, helps increase stem cell formation, helps make you more alkalized, helps you produce more ketones, you become a better fat burner, better energy utilizer. So fasting's really, really important for getting your hormones back under control. And the last thing I'm going to talk about is weight training. So resistance training. And you can do that even if you just were doing like 10 air squats an hour. If you did that throughout the day, you'd easily get 10 or 100 to 150 air squats a day. So you can do that, or you can go much heavier, go to a gym and train harder. But the more compound joint movements you can do, which means if you just did a curl for your arm, that's one joint, right? You're bending your elbow. If you do compound joint, like a squatting exercise, uses your hips, your knees, your ankles, and it produces more testosterone with that movement for your body to utilize. So it's very important to use more compound joint movements. Use weights or movements that stress your body a little bit, right? That are a little bit hard. You can't do forever. You do maybe 10, 15, 20 repetitions at a time. And this way your body gets a little bit stressed and it builds strength. In order to build strength, your body wants to produce more testosterone and growth hormone, which are fantastic for you. So hopefully some of this information will help you. We test a lot for nutrients in our office. We do a lot of testing for if you're deficient in nutrients, mostly for people with weight loss issues. Because if you have weight loss issues, I'll tell you what, the biggest issue you have is you're overfed. Duh, right? You're overfed for sure. Overfed calorically, though. So the macronutrients, you become overfed in macronutrition. Meanwhile, you're drastically underfed micronutritionally. So you're not getting enough vitamins, minerals, and those sort of nutrients. And they're so important. So we test for that. We have a unique way of testing. It's very good. It shows us exactly where your deficiencies lie, exactly what nutrition, specific supplements that you need, and how much you need of them to plug back in to build up those nutrients to a better level. And once you do that, your body doesn't crave as much food. So right now you might be eating more calories than you should, and maybe it's not your fault. Maybe you're saying, you know, I feel like I need more calories, because your body's saying, I want you to eat more food because it cares most about getting those nutrients in, those micronutrients. Meanwhile, you're consuming too much damaged fats, bad proteins, massive amounts of bad carbohydrates, and your body's not responding well. Your hormones are off. You're putting on too much weight. I'll tell you, we have a weight loss program. It's called Hudson Valley Weight Loss and Nutrition. And we have massive results. We have a guaranteed fat loss. So people lose 90% in fat instead of chasing after it through something like Ozempic, where they're losing a small percentage of fat and mostly muscle and other tissue, which is very, very dangerous. They're losing 90% fat or more, and sometimes even stay the same weight and their body fat percentage drops significantly. But we have a fat loss guarantee because it works so incredibly well if you do it. And most people do it and they get to the end and they maintain it for a long time. The goal is to get your metabolism fixed once and for all. Get it working for you. Become a fat burner instead of a fat store. And it works very well. So if you want to find out more about that, every week we do specials. So if you know now, we don't give anything away. I'll tell you that right now. But for our radio listeners, and I've done this in the past, we open up a few appointments each week where we do a significantly reduced initial appointment. So it's much, much lower than what it typically would be for you to come in and get checked out. And we're extremely busy right now. It's this time of year. Everybody wants to try to lose weight. And we are really busy. But we open up a few appointments each week, like somewhere between 3 to 5 appointments. Or if you want to come in, it's far less money than it typically is. So if you want, you can just give us a call. Give us a call, 845-897-5677. We're in the Hudson Valley. We're in Fishkill, New York. And if you're anywhere within the area down in Westchester, down towards the city, we have people coming from all across that region. But we're in Fishkill, New York. If you want to come in and get checked out for the first three to five people each week, you know, and this week, you know, for this show, you can call. It's at 845-897-5677. It's 897-LOSS. So if you dial that, just leave us a message. We'll check the timestamps. We'll see who are the first people to call. Probably get back to you Monday morning. And this way, you know, we'll let you know if you're one of those people. If not, you could call too and come in. I mean, so many people are doing it. Trust me, it's affordable for people who want to do it. But if you want to just get checked out for a little bit less, you get checked out, and we'll be glad to try to help you out. All right, so I want to talk about the posture health connection. So if your posture is off, can it affect your health? Well, absolutely. And the research shows it very clearly. When you're hunched over all day, sitting down with sort of tech neck over a computer, a lot of people, they have that pain. You get that pain in your traps. You call, you know, the stress pain. I have stress in my neck. Well, most of the time that stress in your neck is because you're leaning forward and your head's about the same weight as a bowling ball. So if your head's balanced over your shoulders, then there's no pain. Generally, isn't moving forward, isn't going backwards. But if it's balanced over your shoulders, you're good. Now, for every inch your head moves forward in front of your body, it doubles the physiological weight of your head to your body. So now the muscles in your back, they have to pull back harder to bring your head back up over your shoulders. And over time, that creates tons of nerve pressure. And that's where you start to see symptoms down your arms, right? Tingling, numbness, carpal tunnel type symptoms. And And it can create a lot of pain and irritation to your hands. A lot of people get surgery for carpal tunnel, but it's also irritating the nerves. So the nerves get irritated that go down and create that tingling feeling, that numbness feeling. But those nerves don't only do that. That's one of the nerve's functions. So when you see the nerves doing that into your arms or hands or anywhere area of your body, really numbness, tingling, maybe even pain, you have back pain, as well, those nerves are going to organs. As a matter of fact, every organ in your body has nerves dedicated to running them. So everything in your body is run neurologically. It's run by your nerves from your brain down through your spinal cord and out through nerves. So many people come to see me in general. They say, hey, I have digestive issues. I have thyroid issues. I have all sorts of issues, you know, headaches, neck pain, back pain, whatever it may be. They have numbness and tingling, sciatic pain going down their leg. And they're looking for answers. And I give them all sorts of answers. They can go to other doctors and whatnot. But if you can get the pressure, here's the key, right? The body needs no help to be healthy, just no interference with how it truly should be running. And this makes the most sense to me, right? So if you have a problem and you take a medication for it, then I'm not challenging what your doctor says, right? Your doctor, you should listen to him when he gives you health advice. But if you take a medication for it, it cannot get rid of the cause of the pain. Right. So if you have pain or irritation running down your arm, you have headaches, pain in your low back, pain down your legs, anywhere, and you take a medication for it, it is not meant to, and your doctor will tell you, it's not meant to get rid of the cause of the pain. And the cause of the pain is also, as often, it's a signal telling you something's wrong with your body. Think about it for a second. If you had neuropathy, so diabetic neuropathy, and we all know people with diabetes, right? So diabetic neuropathy, and that means nerve pathology, neuropathy, right? Nerve pathology. Nerves going down to your foot, they have an insulation around them, like a wire, a rubber wire, you know, wire going into your wall, have insulation around it. Well, that insulation breaks down. And when it breaks down, then you cannot carry the signal down to your feet from your brain. And that signal is responsible for healing your foot, as well as how your foot feels, how you sense the ground, everything hot, cold, but for healing your foot. That's the signal coming from your brain down to your foot. So if you have an issue with that, your foot cannot heal. So if you get cut, if you get a sore, it tends not to heal nearly as quickly as if you're healthy. Some people, even it gets so bad where you have gangrenous toes, you've got to cut them off. I have patients who come see me who've had amputations, so they have prosthetics for their legs because they had amputations due to diabetes. It's the same exact principle inside your body. So if a nerve has irritation or pressure cutting off the messages from the brain to that part of your body, the organ will not work as well as it should. And you may not feel anything. You may say, I'm pretty good. You know, we judge our health by how we feel, which in later shows, I'll talk to you about how that may not be the best idea. We should be moving towards perfect health all the time. But we judge our health by how we feel. And you may not feel any irritation to the organs. You may feel irritation to your limbs because that's where the most sensory nerves are. So these nerves that would feel pain tend to be in your back, your arms, your shoulders, your legs, all these areas. But if you're feeling pain there, that may be going right along with the fact that nerve has pressure on it affecting your digestive system. Maybe you're feeling bloated. Maybe you have, for females, reproductive issues, right? Maybe you have menstrual issues. I see that a lot. Men, yet maybe you have prostate issues. Maybe you have problems with impotence. And it's a really trying and troubling thing to have. And it could be as simple as taking care of nerve pressure, particularly from your lower spine, and getting that better in your body will just work better. So I say this because there's so many fixes that are natural to get your body working better. And we tend to always lean towards taking a pill to try to feel better. And like I say, if your doctor recommends it, do what they say, not trying to circumvent their advice. However, there may be better ways, in my opinion, to try to heal the real issue. And the real issue could be coming neurologically. So I see so many people with headaches, for instance, and headaches and even migraines. And 90% of the time, it's coming from upper cervical nerve pressure. So right at the base, below your skull. So if you have a headache right now, do me a favor. Take your finger, put it in the back part of your head, run it down right below the skull. If there's any pressure around that area, left or right side, any pain or pressure you ever get in that area, then your headaches are coming from the area. It is coming from that area. So if you get headaches from there, simply removing that nerve pressure, a gentle adjustment to move that bone back to its more natural position it was designed to be in will help those headaches go away. 90% of the time, I see it go away very, very quickly. Within a couple of weeks, it drops away quick. I have this patient, he came in and he said, I want to give it a try. He has headaches all the time. He's chewing on Excedrin all the time. He's concerned about his liver health and his other organs' health, because if you're taking that too much, it can mess with you. And he was you know, kind of challenging me. He heard, as his family comes in as well, and he heard that it could help him. And he said, I want to give it a shot. So he's about 3 weeks into care and he's feeling much better. He's not taking any medication. He's getting very rare, even headaches, whereas he had migraines while he's taking medications most of the days of the week, right? Now he's having very few headaches and we're only 3 weeks into care. So as he gets better, more corrected, his body's working better, then those migraines will, well, he's not getting the migraines, his headaches will pretty much go away altogether. And if he has a very minimal headache, like normal people get to have, then that's okay, right? Normal headaches are okay. But his migraines are away and he's really, really happy. So it's just a very good way of looking at your body. Whenever something goes wrong, always look to the natural way of getting it better. The majority of the time, there's a natural way. Sometimes there's a crisis. And thank God, right, for good doctors and the medical system, they'll help you out tremendously with that. And they'll help get your body back out of crisis mode so then you could take care of it naturally once again. And if you have issues like that, it's so important to look at films, take x-rays and see exactly how your spine and nervous system's positioned. You know, I've seen other chiropractors where you go and they don't take any x-rays, and that's the way they do it. And that's okay if they want to do it that way. But I feel it's so important to look at your x-rays, see exactly how your spine's malpositioned. It gives me the opportunity to put it back to proper position after looking at your x-rays. And by the way, sometimes I see issues that I don't want to adjust you off of an x-ray. So that's real important to see too. But more important than even the first x-rays is taking re-x-rays along your journey. And we take re-x-rays to measure your progress. So at visit, you know, 24, visit 48, visit 36, we take re-x-rays to measure how you're doing, what your progress is doing. And we can see if you're doing better. And 90% of the time, people are. They're doing great. They do a lot better. You can see on their x-rays. And that's more important to me because there's normal positions your spine should be in. And if we can get you back to there, your body works perfectly, because a body without interference works better. So the goal is to get you better. And if you want to get checked out, you know, I'm more than happy to check you out. We open up once again, just like I said earlier, but for chiropractic, and this isn't a commitment to care. So, you know, I'm not saying do care. I'm saying get checked out. It may be the answer to your problems. Truly. I have so many people came in, sought care everywhere else, and now they came in and it was the answer to their problems. So if you want to do that, you know, give us a call. Give us a call at 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. We're in Fishkill. We're in the Hudson Valley, right in the middle, right up around where 84 and Route 9 meet. Most people know where that is. There's a place called Splashdown Beach Park that's just down the street from me. So if you want to come in and get checked out, it's a 845-896-1200. Would love to meet you. Would love to take a film. Would love to see what's going on. Would love to give you your options of how to be better. If there's a chance of being better, maybe you're perfect. I'd love for you to be perfect. I would gladly high five you, chest bump you, whatever you prefer. I'd ask you to leave politely, wish you the best in the world. But the goal is, if you can get better and move towards perfection, that's always how you should do it. Hey guys, thank you for listening to Maximize Your Health Radio. It's Dr. Eric Ashburn, and I'll be talking to you next week, next Sunday morning. Listen in, tell someone else, and we'll have a good time together.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.